Jason Goodnight seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Section 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of South Dogwood Drive within the Dogwood Acres subdivision. The 911 is 32210 South Dogwood Drive in Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1, the tax parcel is District 134, map 6, parcel 252. The applicant is seeking a 12.7-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
You may come forward and be sworn in, sir.
Good evening, Jason Goodnight, 907 Savannah Road, Dover, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
We're looking to replace our 1984 trailer with a new upgraded model, one for efficiency, you know, two just for livability. You know, in doing that, we have an existing cesspool from when we bought the property, and that would need to get upgraded to bring up to proper standards and, you know, help with watershed and runoff. In order to make enough room for the new septic in the rear of the property, the house would need to be moved forward and would go into our setback. The current property is sitting at a acute angle, you know, in order to meet the existing setbacks, which is very close to what the setback rule is right now. We tried every way to turn it and manipulate it in order to do that, and there just wasn't enough room. We tried moving the septic, but then we got too close to the existing wells and property lines from that aspect. So that's why we're looking to move the property or the home forward into that restricted setback area.
Questions?
So, sir, the proposed placement of the new unit will allow you to bring an approved septic system into the rear.
Correct.
Of the property?
It's got a pre-treatment and everything. It's a fully.
Yeah, full I saw that. Thing. And the new unit that you're looking to bring in is 64.
By 26.8.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there a well on the property?
Yes, it's in the front of the property.
It's in the front?
Yes.
Okay, yep, I see it.
Yeah, it's kind of where everybody's at. That's what limits us to putting the septics around the side or moving things adjacent.
Where are the steps?
Well, the steps will be coming off towards the driveway in that area. I did not put them on the site drawing, but the entrance is on the front of the house to the driveway. There will be a small set off the back. So there, and I did not include them. I apologize.
You've talked to neighbors?
Yes. Yeah, I've talked to neighbors on both sides. They ran into the same problem. As you can see, my neighbor to the to the north of me, he's you know, he's well within the setback as well. In order to make his new septic work, in the back is as the same.
Mr. Sharp?
You said there's steps off the front towards the driveway.
Correct.
How close are those steps going to be to the road?
They're actually right in the middle of the home.
Okay, so they'll be in the building envelope?
Correct, yes. Yes, sir.
And do you have an HVAC?
Yes, that'll be on the rear of the house.
And is there a gap between the edge of paving and of South Dogwood Drive and the front property line?
There's, you mean as far as on the outside of the property line?
Yeah,
we've got that. There's about 15 feet there right now. of easement.
Okay, so from the edge of the pavement to your property line, it's about 15
yes,
feet?
Yes, correct. Yeah, it's like 14.7 feet.
So your house is going to be about 32, 33 feet
yes,
from the roof?
Yes, sir. Yep. Just not within that 30-foot setback from the property line itself.
I thought that might have been the case when looking at the site
yeah,
plan.
The way that yellows is not the actual property line.
Understood. And I take it you looked at different models, the models of homes.
In order to fit the family, correct. That's the model that would hold everybody comfortably.
Yeah, I don't know there's many that are less than 64 feet.
But yeah, it's like it went from 48 to 64. There wasn't a whole lot in between there, and then it just really shrunk everything up.
Understood. Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Anything else? Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? May come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Janice Tennell, 30774 West Lagoon Road, Dogwood Acres, Dagsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Hello, gentlemen, again, and ladies. I am in full support of Jason's request. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood for him to be a little bit closer to the road. An upgraded septic system in this development is so needed. We have so many old cesspools and people with 275-gallon oil tanks with holes poked in them. it's terrible. I mean, my house has a $25,000 septic system that gets inspected every single year by Denrec. Yet there's homes on the lagoon and elsewhere in the neighborhood that have never been inspected, and we know our problems. So anytime somebody wants to upgrade their home in our neighborhood to make it better, and obviously a 1984 trailer, although it looks good, it's still a 1984 trailer. So to upgrade the trailer makes the neighborhood better, and to upgrade the septic system, in my opinion, helps everybody in the neighborhood with the water table, with nitrates, and all of that good stuff. So I am in full support of what Jason needs to do. And you know, you've seen me here many times, and you will continue to see me here as long as people aren't going outrageous with their plans. Huh. I will support almost everybody in this neighborhood.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Anybody else like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? This time I'll close the public hearing for case 12993 for Mr. Jason Goodnight and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12993 for Mr. Jason Goodnight for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property does have unique physical conditions. He's limited to the placement of the new trailer due to the septic tank. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity. The exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
And a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And aye, too. So they vote 4-0, your case is approved.